I have been weeding this weekend, and I was joined by a robin who was delighted that I was revealing worms and bugs for its Christmas feast. The robin is, of course, another standard Christmas symbol, and Let's Talk's Barry Madden wrote about it this month. Here is Tony Stimpson with more about the robin.
Of all the birds that inhabit our shores, there is only one that is intricately interwoven with Christmas. That's right, the bird known to everyone, the humble robin. These familiar and colourful birds decorate our Christmas cards, wrapping paper and gift tags. They adorn any number of festive magazine covers and feature prominently in advertising campaigns and posters. There's no escaping the robin at Christmas. But why is this so? After all, there are other colourful birds that spend the winter with us, so why is the robin especially favoured? The answer appears to lie fundamentally with the Victorians. It was during the 19th century that postmen wore bright red coats, were given the nickname Robin or Redbreast. These colourfully uniformed civil servants were the providers of cheer and goodwill by their duty of delivering Christmas cards, hence becoming fondly associated with that uplifting season. It seems that artists latched onto this, correlating the delivery of the card by a redbreast by drawing the bird of the same name on the card itself. To further the alliance, the birds were often depicted with a Christmas card in their beak. It was not long before the robin became firmly established as the bird of Christmas, a tradition that continues to this day. There is another mythical link between the robin and Christmas, dating back to the very roots of our celebrations. This sees the bird as sporting simple brown plumage until one picked a thorn from the crown of Jesus as he was dying on the cross. A drop of blood fell onto the breast of the bird, which, from that time forth, has been stained red. A further tale relates to the robin acquiring a red breast by being scorched from a stray spark or flame as it fanned the fire to keep the baby Jesus warm. There are other variations on this theme. By way of this folklore, the robin has become an integral part of our culture, irrevocably associated with the life of Christ and therefore with our seasonal festivities. There is also a well-known nursery rhyme which features our nation's official favourite bird. The north wind doth blow, and we shall have snow, and what will poor robin do then, poor thing? He'll sit in a barn and keep himself warm, and hide his head under his wing, poor thing. Once again, there's an association with winter, hard weather and snow. Most Christmas cards will depict the robin perkily perched on a snow-covered post or against a backdrop of snow-cloaked countryside. It furthers the romance of the idyllic Christmas scene, with a colourful bird being displayed to best advantage, as often as not, snugly accessorised with hat and scarf. Of course, this is all a long way from the reality of what goes on in a robin's life during the long, cold winter, when, although the sight of one is always uplifting to us, their private life can be quite violent. They are quite aggressive and highly territorial creatures, especially with members of their own tribe. Ironically, for a bird associated with goodwill and peace on earth, these conflicts often take the form of vicious squabbles which can result in serious injury or even death. For most creatures, winter translates to hardship, so setting up an exclusive zone for you and your mate makes a lot of sense when the only item on the daily agenda is simple survival. Robins are small birds which are very susceptible to heat loss and starvation. It's a simple equation. Find enough food and avoid predation equals living another day. Not finding enough food or being betrayed to predators by your bright colours or carelessness equals death. Prolonged spells of snow cover and freeze will almost certainly result in real hardship for robins. Their only salvation will be to take advantage of the food we supply in our gardens, and for this reason alone, we should all feed our garden birds at this time of year. After all, it would be very bad form to oo and ah at the perky red-breasted bird adorning the Christmas cards sitting on the window ledge while the real thing is struggling to survive just the other side of the glass. A very Merry Christmas to you all. Barry has written a book called Naturally Connected, and within its 320 pages there are stories from his back garden, from all around East Anglia, and from excursions to far-flung corners of the world. To get a copy, you can visit bittenbooks.co.uk.
Rain may glisten, but still I listen for hours and hours. I'm just a kid again, do what I did again, singing a song.
Thank you, Tony. I had no idea that there was a link between robins and postmen. Maybe, if the postal strikes continue, we will see robins coming up the path with Christmas cards in their beaks.